Welcome, everybody, to the newest episode of Down to the Beat. You're live with your host with the most, John M.
Lufiko, a.k.a. Chastax, a.k.a. Chahani, a.k.a. Feek Day, a.k.a. Feek Daddy, what it do, what it does, the people of the world is down to the beat.
Nice. And you may know something, may notice our setting is a little different today.
Yeah, this is the new studio. First
pod in the new stew.
Yeah. Well, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Keep it down, guys. Keep it down. Keep it down. Keep it down. We got this three camera system going on, which I didn't think was going to be that intimidating, but now that
it looks like they're about to turn into,
that's what I mean. Like, I feel like I'm in some interrogation room, man. Maybe it's because I'm stoned.
Oh my God, you're stoned. Jesus Christ.
No, we got a very exciting pod, guys. We're going to kick it off with an over underrated. I'm going to move into Let's Talk. Should I tell them what the over underrated is?
Just a little overview, man. Just a little overview. Do you? No. You're the MC here. Come on.
Okay. You know how to Let's talk. We're going to talk about feature prices and then rappers' images and kind of relate that back to Tory Lanez and the whole Megan Thee Stallion situation that went on. And then we're going to get into Behind the Beat where me, Feeks, and Coleman will all have Behind the Beats to share with you guys. So, yeah. How's everyone doing today? Before we start,
Coleman,
feeling good?
Coleman,
feeling
right. There? Sorry, we're late. You guys are like 2 hours late.
Yeah.
One.
I said 7. After. And then I showed up at 8.
Well, you got somewhere to be. It's not like your girlfriend's in town.
Coleman has a girlfriend too, guys. It turns out. I guess he wanted to keep it a secret. Oh, he's sweating now.
No, I'm joking. I'm excited to be there.
If she's even real. Coleman's not even real. How is that?
Yeah, it's actually just
like ghost girlfriend.
His ghost girlfriend.
She goes to another school.
What do you guys do together for dates? Walk through walls and fucking haunt houses?
Yeah.
You guys must love Halloween. It's your favorite haunt. You celebrate it like Christmas.
That's actually really offensive.
That's jumbo.
That's all right. Yeah, let's kick it off. This over underrated. We're gonna talk about this whole Travis Scott McDonald's meal.
What? Can I get a cactus Mac burger?
Is that what it's called?
Nah,
but
know.
That's what it should be called.
Yeah,
that
cactus
was good.
Mac burger.
The fact that that's what his grand creation of a burger was is what pissed me off. Did you see what it was?
No,
it's a fucking quarter pounder with lettuce and bacon on it. That's it.
Do they not already have that in the States?
You can just
shout out to Canada,
because
we got that BLT also.
Oh, we do, don't we?
We got the BLT. I used to be all I fucking ate when I got here. But it was so good.
I don't know, man. Like, how much is it? $9, I think I read.
I don't know. But also, whoa! You can get a $90 chicken McNugget pillow, which is sick. I want that.
Travis Scott collab?
Yeah.
Dude.
$6 Travis Scott meal.
Did you guys see Jonah's GoFundMe for the nuggets? Chicken nuggets?
No, Jonah started a GoFundMe for chicken nuggets.
Yeah, it was $15 and he just fucking, he raised
$20.
to get nuggets at Don's.
Nice.
This was today. This is a buddy of ours.
Yeah.
Just look at the story, bro.
Also,
I used to love all those old jokes GoFundMes. Like my buddy, Bauer, guy we had on here a long time ago.
Yeah.
He set up one for a fake college fund for my buddy to go to bird watching college.
Wow.
And had a picture of him in like a tilly and like a fly fishing vest and put it up there. Raised like $12. That's it. But it was
like,
enough
was
to go.
Goal?
Like 200 and some odd dollars.
Like Jonah up, exceeded. The
yeah.
Goal.
Gabe just took it and went and bought cigarettes.
That's impressive.
Impressive. Also, the Travis Scott meal, the Sprite that you get comes with extra ice. That's
Why
a very
the
important
fuck
detail.
Did you want that?
Travis Scott just thinks he's so rich he can buy extra ice in the drinks because he just fucking.
Dude, that's. No
so
one...
he can pour lean in it. That's what it's fucking for, to keep your drink cold.
Nah.
Yeah, dude, it's to keep your drink cold, bro.
That's horrible because you can't even put any Sprite in there.
That's what I mean.
Well, not Sprite. I don't know if you get anyone else.
You
a
take
Sprite
a couple
guy.
Sips off that.
I'm a Sprite guy.
Take a couple sips off that and pour some drink in. That's what he's on.
Yo, that pillow looks sick as fuck. Are you seeing this?
That pillow looks like
that's a pillow?
Yeah, dude, that looks pillow.
Dude,
it's
I
a,
was just going to say that is the best
that's
nugget I have ever seen. I could grab up to that TV and grab it.
Oh, dude.
But no, I would not sleep on that pillow.
You wouldn't sleep
I
on
feel
that
like
pillow?
I would just wake up all greasy.
That's what it's a pillow shaped like a chicken. It's a perfect looking chicken nugget.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Dude, Don's has some good chicken nuggets.
You like John's chicken nuggets?
John's chicken nuggets.
What's your go-to Don's meal?
Come on. You, how long have you lived with me?
I know.
Say it for the people. Say it for the people.
McDouble.
It's a McDouble meal.
It's a McDouble. The sweet and sour dip and sauce. Come on, what's your go-to at Don's?
And then a ginger chicken with that motherfucker.
You gotta have that ginger chicken.
With that motherfucker. What,
Thai sauce?
No.
Habanero sauce?
Spicy habanero sauce.
Yeah. I usually go for McDouble meal, extra pickles.
Sus. I say no pickles
you
on that.
Sus,
McDouble
bro.
Meal.
That's extra
pickles,
eh?
Another McDouble with extra pickles and a junior chicken.
You just go three.
Sometimes I poutine the fries.
Wow.
McDonald's poutine slaps. I'm
McDonald's
sorry.
Poutine does slap,
never
bro.
Had it. Never had
McDonald's
never
had poutine.
But
nice.
The habanero sauce, 100%. You got to have that. And then sometimes if I'm feeling.
Do you remember when they used to have Chipotle sauce?
I haven't. I've only just dived into the sauces.
Really?
I've only had sweet and sour and then. Oh, I just dived in spicy habanero because it just came through.
Yeah, spicy habanero is new. They have a ghost pepper one now too. Anyways, Travis Scott, this is a lame.
Right, yes,
I
Travis
gotta
Scott.
Say, this is a lame McDonald's meal.
What was Jordan's?
It's Jordan's. Fuck, can you search out what Jordan's McDonald's meal came with?
Because come on,
bro. I think he had something with barbecue sauce on it or something. Travis Scott's comes with barbecue sauce on the side to dip the fries in. Which I also think is a bit weird. I don't think you can trust people who dip their fries in barbecue sauce.
I dip my fries in the sweet and sour sometimes.
Oh yeah, they had a what is this?
A quarter pounder hamburger.
Smoked bacon, cheese, barbecue sauce, onions, mustard, and pickles.
Yeah, that goes hard.
That does sound fucking delicious.
Yeah.
I am stoned too, so everything sounds delicious.
You guys wanna get Don's after this?
Like, he's so
dude.
Down.
I've already been planning this.
We can't get Drano for the roommates after the pod, but we can go get Don.
No, we'll get Drano, boys.
No, does this kind of make Travis Scott kind of the GOAT right now of collabs?
Yeah. I mean, that's
what other
nice
company, what
statement.
Other company could you collab with that's McDonald's level like this?
I don't know. The IKEA collab was like
Virgil Abloh, IKEA, but that wasn't as executed as cool as this.
Yeah. I mean, I clown the shit out of it too.
Executed
it was kind of lame,
cool.
But
not even executed that cool, but this is just, I don't know.
We were just roasting.
I was roasting.
It's just cool that it's McDonald's.
It's happening. You know what I mean? And I love Don's.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do love Don's.
This is making me
how
like.
How much is the meal?
$6.
Yeah, it's pretty cheap. Yeah.
Pretty cheap is right. Don's is cheaper in the States, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, their money is worth more.
Right. And taxes.
Well, I mean, Supreme's definitely the GOAT of collabs, though. Like,
No, I mean, like, actual individual, like, artists. You know what I mean? Like, there's no... Like, Gucci Mane getting a Gucci collab, that's sick. I will give that
that's
one.
Pretty GOAT.
That's a dope one, dude. Like,
yeah.
It's right there. You gotta have that collab.
Yep. I love that one.
That's a good fucking collab. Yeah. But, Two Chainz and Versace was kind of cool, too. If you can get any high-end
fashion... Kanye and Louis Vuitton.
Oh, those were fire. The Louis Vuitton. In that recent interview, we're going to talk about this later, but in that recent interview, did you hear that part? He was cheese kind of at how Virgil went and took the Louis job.
Yeah,
but not like, he wasn't
before,
like,
you know
he wasn't
saying?
Like cheese, like, fuck you, we're not friends.
Yeah,
he was just like, he was like, I'm supposed
but he
to be the
it
Louis
before,
Vuitton.
Like, don't you remember, like, when was it? It was right during, this was all during the Pusha T. Professional, please. This would not have happened on Down to the Wire. Give me a bite of that. Okay, actually. Why did you put the plastic? Okay.
Finish the thought.
What I was saying was he mentioned this before during the whole Drake, you have a son, Pusha T thing. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
Yeah, yeah, bro. Like, Drake even roasted Kanye in his song. Remember, they made a diss track before Pusha T dropped Son of Adonis.
Adonis.
Yeah.
Mm. Hmm. Oh, yeah. I do remember that, actually. In the first one. What was it called?
I don't know why you gave this to me.
Just for this moment right now.
I'll be honest, like, I would have preferred Kanye in the Louis Vuitton job to Virgil. He did a bad job.
Oh, yeah. No, but like, that's the thing in this interview, which we're going to talk about later, is that he said that, you know, he was bitter about it and shit, but like, look what God showed him. Like, this is his words, you mm-hmm, know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, he thought he was meant to have Louis Vuitton, but God gave him Gap.
And Yeezy.
Because he grew up in Gap. That was his first job. Gap is more for the people. You know what I'm saying?
It's affordable. I thought that was sick. I thought that's a sick collab, honestly. Gap and if we're going to go to clothing collab, that's a sick collab. No one's done shit like that. Someone, not Old Navy. No one could collab with Old Navy.
Well, you know, who's the best Old Navy collab that you can think of?
Best Old Navy collab? Like, fucking...
Keith Richards.
No. Like Keith Urban, maybe. No one does like that. Like maybe like fucking, I don't know, like David Spade. No, just dust. What's going on
here? He made a collab with Old Navy?
No, but that's the type of person that would be. No, David Spade's clashing that. Who's the short guy from fucking
Danny Grown-ups? DeVito?
No, the short guy from Grown Ups. Rob Schneider. That's who would collab with Old Navy.
That's fucking jokes, bro. The blonde guy, right?
Didn't Gap flop on like an older, like another collab that they had though?
With who?
I don't remember. Keep talking. I'm gonna look this up. I'm gonna do some fact guy stuff.
Yeah, but you were basically, the whole thing was overrated or underrated on the McDonald's collab.
I'm gonna say over.
You know,
not even though.
Yeah, it's an accomplishment.
It's an accomplishment. I'm going to say underrated. People should be...
Not underrated.
It's right because, where it's at.
Because,
it's
right but you at. Know what this thing also is? It's also just a way for this guy to get fucking rich kids to take their money. You know what I mean? Like,
he's so good at it, dude.
You know what I mean?
Like, that one I sent you?
That's the demograph, you know?
Yeah.
He's just like
the little grade seven hype beast. Bro. Oh yeah,
baller hype beast.
And like too, I saw something. One of the meals was on eBay for $1,500.
Yeah, it's crazy.
The meal. Yeah. And I don't know if you guys recently saw the video. This lady just unboxed a 24-year-old quarter pounder. I think.
Yeah, it was a McDonald's meal.
Yeah, she opens up her 24 years. It looks a week old, dude. Yeah. So insane. And then I think 24 years from now, we're going to see the same shit with Travis Scott burger.
That would be kind of cool, though.
Mm-hmm.
That would be... Dude, they should have, like burnt, like, his, like, logo on the patty or something.
Didn't they?
No, it's just
a regular one. I saw one that did have a burn
like,
one,
you know,
in it, like a teaser.
That'd be sick. They brand it like an
Like when you go to fancy steakhouses and they do that shit with your burger.
So what I was remembering is the Gap already announced a collab with Telfar Clemens. So you know those like Telfar bags that are super popular right now. You seen those? Like the Telfar bags.
Yes.
Like the
search it up. Telfar bag. Come on, fat guy.
Come on, fat guy.
It's like, these guys.
Yes,
what
okay.
About them?
Yeah.
Gap had a collab with him before, and then they, like, apparently they, like, ghosted the shit out of him, I heard.
Gap ghosted them?
Ghosted Telfar, yeah.
Telfar, oh,
okay. And then announced the Yeezy deal, like, right afterwards.
Oh, that sucks.
Kind of whack.
Kind of whack.
Kind of whack, Gap.
He's, what is that?
Liberian-American fashion designer.
The Gap, though, that deal brought Kanye, like,
Get there.
I'm getting there. That deal made him, like, a $5 billionaire, though, didn't it? Like, didn't that boost his net worth an insane amount?
Yeah, man. That's what he said.
You know I don't know saying? How. It's but the Gap. But, like, is the Gap that sought after?
Sorry, I guess his stocks, bro.
His stocks,
his
right?
Stocks
I guess
went,
yeah,
right,
that's what
the fucking roof.
That he was saying that to
the
interview.
Gap stock like went up too.
Yeah, bro. Bro, like he's fucking going crazy, this guy, bro. I mean, he's going Yeezy.
Little sneak peek for next week.
Like, man, like I don't know. It is still crazy to think this guy's gonna be fucking
running for president.
Yeah,
whoa, bold prediction.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think it's fucking nuts. That the McDonald's thing, sick as fuck. Sick as fuck. But maybe a bit too overhyped.
I mean, you know.
It's just not a cool meal. I'm never going to order that.
That's what I mean. Hey,
it's not a bad meal.
It's not a bad meal, but I'm still going to stick with my guns.
Yeah, $6.
$6.
If it was Canadian, $6.
It's like $10.
Yeah. I mean, like, fuck it, I'll get it. Like, I couldn't even afford the cereal. It's something I can afford at least.
Yeah, I'm not buying a $50 box of fucking cereal. Yeah, but like, I'll eat a $6.
I'll get the best. That's like me
getting. Can you imagine, though, you're waiting in line for 4 hours to get a fucking cheeseburger with Travis Scott's name on it?
Yeah, that would suck.
That would suck. Just to say you did it.
Also, Cactus Mac is a missed opportunity.
Yeah, Feeks thought of that in 30 seconds, and his whole McDonald's' whole, like, debatably one of the most successful marketing teams in the entire fucking world.
Yeah.
And then Travis Scott, who
McDonald's
seems to
and
be,
Coca-Cola.
Seems to be doing pretty well in the past 5 years, couldn't think of Cactus Mac and made a way better meal. Come on.
It would have been sick if they capitalized on the McDouble. If they did something cool with the McDouble or the Junior
Dude.
Chick.
Dude,
that would have been
I don't think there's junior there chickens aren't. In the States.
They're just called McChickens.
That sucks. Like the bigger ones?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they're the same.
You can get a junior chicken in South Africa for sure.
Yeah, no, but you can't get a junior chicken in the States.
Wow.
No, it's a true fact, and it sucks. Alrighty, let's move into let's talk about feature prices. I read this story about Fabulous, and he said that he paid $100,000 for a Lil Wayne feature. Lil Wayne came in the studio, put it down in 15 minutes and got the fuck out. How pissed would you guys be?
What are you saying?
No, just, okay. Wait,
I mean, yeah, okay, fine. He's probably expecting to, like, spend the whole day with this
guy. Chill out, maybe like, smoke a blunt or two.
Yeah.
But can you imagine Lil Wayne just comes through?
The whole Weezy experience.
Like, these feature prices are expensive, bro. Yeah.
It looks like it. I just found a site that lists,
yeah,
like, all
I've
of
seen
the
this,
feature
I've read
prices.
This site before.
Doesn't do collabs. Wow.
No, who colleges. ASAP Rocky doesn't do colleges, apparently.
What does that mean?
Like, I don't know. I think maybe they meant to say collabs.
Maybe it means like he won't perform at a college.
No, it's probably because colleges are probably looking for a show. Mm. This might be a show thing. Could you imagine? Hip hop.
Yeah, these are
booking prices. Could you imagine, dude? Asher Roth, $15,000.
Hey, man, this is the bread and butter, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Dude, there is literally
I've actually seen a couple YouTube videos. So yeah, someone's going for 7.5.
Bobby Shmurda, generally available $20,000.
Generally available.
Collect call. FaceTime, Zoom
collect
call.
Oh man, that's fucked.
Brockhampton, call for details. That's like, so we can see which ones we can get.
Childish Gambino, don't do colleges. Why do you think they don't do colleges?
I don't know.
Maybe
that's kind of mean.
They're too big. Yeah.
Sorry, although I did, kids. When I saw like...
Chris Brown doesn't do colleges.
When I see certain people doing colleges, I'm like, oh man, come on.
Some people aren't meant to do colleges.
No.
No. I agree with that.
You don't need to be
doing it. I saw Pusha T do a college. Like, I just saw Pusha T at U Ottawa, and I thought that was weird.
Yeah.
Because he was praising a good music. He played a song off of Daytona.
Dude, DaBaby is going for 100K to 150.
DaBaby shows are 100K now. I saw something like fucking Lil Baby's verses or something. He said some insane shit. Rappers be paying way too much money for shit. Like the other day, it was Lil Baby saying he buys $500 ounces. Why? Why do you, like, how much better can weed get?
Man, we live in Canada, bro. Our weed is top shit.
I know.
And it's not that expensive.
We're not talking Govy, though, you know? Like,
you're not Govy weed. Like, this guy's buying, like...
Like, remember, we,
no, but
we
it's
even
not...
copped Seth Rogen's, right?
You did.
No. I did not.
But
Someone in the house Seth Rogen's.
Yeah.
And it was... Not that I would know, but what I heard was that it wasn't that bad.
Just from being in contact with the guys who did smoke it, it seemed pretty good. I tried KK once. I gotta say, KK's a top three weed for me. That's a nuts weed. That was pretty good. But like, still, I'm not spending $500 an ounce on it, no matter
what.
But
like, what about even like, dude, like a dab? Like, you know, I'll have a young one, dabsy in. But
will you? You won't smoke weed, but you'll smoke a dab. fuck, he goes.
Yeah, I don't smoke weed. But, you know, that shit doesn't even still get you, like, you know, as much as a $500 ounce. With,
you don't think?
I mean, like, it does, but, like, it was still the same to me, bro. Like, I wasn't like, oh, my God, I'm...
You're not like, fucking... Like, yeah, just, no.
If you pack a rim of that shit in a bowl...
Oh, man.
Same shit, still too high, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, when you're high, you're high, like, you know? Like.
Just poop your pants and poop your bed stoned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Frank Ocean, you got a call for
G-Eazy is $100,000 to $150,000 to book for a show.
It was Fetty Wap that went, that he came to Algonquin one year, and I was like, Fetty Wap doesn't need to be in Algonquin.
If Fetty Wap came to Halifax and people were like juiced up, like on their Snapchat stories, like Fetty Wap concert tonight, and they're in Middleton, like they drive an hour and a half to go see Fetty Wap.
Yo, who's Far East Movement again?
Far East, like a G6, bro.
Like a G6. How much are they worth? 25.
25?
Yeah, that's fair.
Flo Rida's $100,000.
Fuck yeah, bro. Don't fuck with Flo Rida, dog. Flo hits Rida. On hits on hits.
Dude, doesn't have anything but a hit. Yeah. Name one Flo Rida song that isn't a fucking hit. You can't, because you don't listen to any more Flo Rida.
Name one Flo Rida song. Name four Flo Rida songs.
Whistle.
How come
Apple on? Bottom Jeans. My house.
Apple Bottom Jeans.
Is it low? It's just low.
Yeah.
Is he? Does he sing Cyclone or is he?
Sounds like my parents calling the song. That's Apple Bottom Jeans.
Boots with the fur, right?
Yeah.
It's definitely one more I can think of because I don't think Cyclone's is. Come on, Feeks, help me out. One more.
Yeah, one more. I'm also freaking out.
Flo Rida song.
You only said two, huh?
I said three. I had Whistle, My House, Low.
Fuck. I don't know the names, bro. But like, I can picture the music video of one. But I just can't. You got to go to YouTube,
What's
dude.
The one he did for Step Up?
Oh, fuck. Nah, I don't know, bro.
Fuck it. Fuck Flo Rida.
Nah, yeah, shout out
my point.
Flo Rida, Flo Rida, people like Flo Rida and Pitbull. Wild Ones. Oh, good.
Oh,
good
right round with Kesha.
Right round. Oh, that's man. Flo Rida doesn't miss, bro. Flo Rida up there with like Pitbull, you know what I mean? Just Waka Flocka. Those guys that will always
have Waka Flocka.
have their place in music, but it wasn't necessarily great when they were there. Like, they weren't great artists, but that you will always be listening to Hard in the Paint by Waka Flocka.
I mean, yeah, but we're talking about like Pitbull and Flo Rida. They just toss it in Waka Flocka. And
I don't know. I didn't mean like hits wise. I just meant like people who were here for a bit and then got their bag and got the fuck out. Like, I saw a thing about Waka Flocka the other day that was like, he's like, I was a whack rapper and made $30 million a year. Like, there's so many whack rappers out there that just make bank because people are spending $100,000 to see Flo Rida at a fucking college.
$30 million a year.
Yeah. Or like, or not maybe $30 million, maybe not a year, but in his rap career, because he doesn't rap anymore. He only rapped for like fucking 5 years, made like $30 million.
He still performs though.
He still performs Waka Flocka.
Oh, Waka Flocka.
No, I'm talking Waka Flocka now. Waka Flocka still performs.
Yeah, wait.
No, but like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Just gets his bag and gets out. Future's $150,000.
Oh yeah.
That's nuts.
Future should be worth more than.
Doja Cat's only $30K.
Doja Cat.
Hire Doja Cat.
Would I hire Doja Cat? No, isn't she a racist?
Oh, maybe. I don't know. She like hangs out with racists apparently, but also
in
she's hot as
chat
fuck.
Rooms. She is a smoke, but. If you're a race, if you're a racist smoke, you're still a racist.
Yeah,
you're still a smoke, but you're still a racist. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you can be hot and racist, but you're still fucking racist. You can be hot and like homophobic, but you're still homophobic.
The Doja Cat stuff.
Hot
like,
doesn't give you a pass, man.
Doesn't give you a pass.
Doesn't get. It might get you like someone be like, no, wait a second. It might get you a second to maybe. Rethink what you said, but no, it doesn't get you a pass.
Yeah, the Doja Cat stuff came out like immediately after I wrote the Joji piece, and I was like, I'm not doing this a second time.
Not doing this again, man. All right,
FKA Twigs is worth 100,000. That's worth it.
100K for FKA Twigs, I'd be down.
100K for FKA Twigs,
yeah.
Could you imagine getting that? Would be such a weird show to have at a college, though,
yeah.
She's just stripping like in front of 17-year-olds.
Frosh week, you're trying to just get turned up.
College, like, what are we saying?
I think these are just show prices for booking.
Colleges?
Yeah. The Ying Yang Tanger twins are 10 grand. Yellow Wolf, 15 grand? Oh my god, that's all I need to save up to get Yellow Wolf for fucking 3 hours?
Young Thug for 65K?
Yo, Khalifa's got that 150 to 200.
Bro. Wow.
It's fucking Wiz Khalifa, bro. Waka, there you go, 30 to 40.
Huh.
Who else?
Who's at 7 to 10?
Huh?
Who is at 7 to 10 there? Valley. Valley, the guy who says he's the... Valley, isn't that the guy who says he's the king of R&B? He's at 7 to 10.
Oh, wait, what's his name?
Valley.
Where at?
V-A-L-E-E.
Yeah, I don't think that's how you pronounce it, is it? No, this is not him.
No, maybe not.
You're thinking of, I know who you're thinking of.
Jaquise.
Yeah, Jaquise. Yeah, something like that. Jaquise.
Should we see how much he's worth?
Alrighty, let's talk about rappers' images. And I want to just tie this back to this Tory Lanez and Megan Thee Stallion situation. Because recently, Coleman, can you pull up Tory Lanez's apology to...
Alleged apology.
Yeah, because it was reported on by TMC, so I don't think he said shit. All right, can you just read this and then tell me the facts of it? I'm just going to go off for a second. Okay. Anyways, recently Tory Lanez shot Megan Thee Stallion and beat both of her feet, which is really crazy. Like, that guy's got that's fucked.
Yes.
I don't know how you can hit 2 feet. Like, that's good shots, but still, nonetheless, this is fucked. And recently it's been coming out, like, Tory's been hard in the cancel culture. Like, he's been hired, taken off of people's albums. His features have been getting cut. People haven't been putting them on their albums. So
you can't go around shooting
you
women.
You can't shoot women.
Oh, you mean people are moving
none, him. Regardless if it's in their feet and they live or not, you can't shoot women. And that's what kind of made me think this is really fucked, is the fact that Tory Lanez literally pulled a gun on Megan Thee Stallion. So in this, is he saying that, is this his actual... apology to her? Did TMZ report on his apology to her?
I don't know. It's not. It doesn't look like they printed like the whole thing. Oh, hold up. Apparently he made a video.
No. Don't play that. That's
her.
Don't play that.
No, that's her.
Yeah. Anyways,
said, I know you probably. What is it? I know you probably never gonna talk to me again. But I genuinely want you to hear. I want you to know I'm sorry from the bottom of my heart. His only explanation for the violence: I was just too drunk.
Okay. So here, this is again where my problem lies in that. Being drunk's not really a fucking option to, you know, like, being drunk's like a good excuse for why you fucking stole pizza from someone or maybe took a naked swim across the canal. But it's not a good excuse to shoot someone in the fucking feet. It's not. So, and then when I saw this response come out, I was like, dude, that's so fucking... That's not a good response.
Yeah, well, apparently he sent it... Like, this is a text that got sent, like, 15 hours after the thing. So maybe if he had been given a chance. But 15 hours is still a long time.
This is not a response for us, you know what I'm saying? Like an apology to us, almost, you know what I'm
saying?
Saying
it to her.
You don't know exactly what he said to her.
I know, but I just, you know...
This is just, like, what's... The leaks of what's coming out of his apology. You know
exactly.
What I'm saying?
But the thing is like, I just, you know, he has remained rather silent over this. And I think that's something that kind of happens. And that's where I want to kind of move into this image is that rappers uphold. Mainly being the one where, like, they don't really let anyone, like, they're not sensitive. You know what I mean? They don't let them, they don't, like, their humility is not. How do I want to, Coleman, how do I use humility in a sentence? Like, I want to use it.
I Come wasn't on, you listening get, to you.
Fuck.
They're not like you, what you're trying
you know what
to
mean?
Say.
They're like, not like the fact that Tory Lanez couldn't come out because like it was undeniable that he shot her in the feet. Like it happened, but he didn't come out and say nothing. I just thought that was rather fucked up.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I don't know. What if he came out, apologized, and they fucking lock him up? You know what I'm saying? He fucked up, but he doesn't want to go to jail. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's just apologized to her, though.
Yeah, you know, he doesn't want to come out and
know.
Say, sorry, I shot this girl in the
That's
feet
true.
Twice.
That's true.
Because they didn't, like,
I hear what you're trying to go
right
with.
Like, it just, and it's not just Tory Lanez, it's just rappers in general in these sort of situations, you know what I mean? I feel like they stay very silent about the shit that is being thrown in the public eye. And I think it's kind of an issue because, I mean, they're celebrities, and I get that privacy is key to everyone's lives. So, and as a celebrity, you don't get a lot of that. But I think, like, in these kind of situations that are so vastly, like, just, that are just this absurd, this gross, right? Like that are just things
what,
like this.
He has to come out and say something.
No. Just that Not that he has to, but I mean, just that there's so much gray area here that I feel like there should be a little bit more clarification as to what it is going on. It's the same with like when Kodak's gun charges come out. You don't really hear what it is. You kind of just hear he got fucked around and caught somehow. You know what I mean?
We don't necessarily do the research to find exactly what Kodak's charges were.
Well, like also the other thing too is these guys have got like real expensive lawyers, and we have a real expensive lawyer. They shut you up real quick
once
you're facing something like that, right? So it's not like it's not a scandal where like you want to hire like a PR firm and like get out there and explain what happened and get your side of the story out there. It's more like you're facing like legal
ramifications,
so you gotta
but like I see what you're saying, because like, I spoke with NG he was saying and on the car right here we just spoke with NG and how in the interview we were talking about how, you know, these rappers, like why they carry the guns and stuff like that, you know, you know, because like they like actually live that life and stuff, and like that's how you were connecting it with saying you know, like this is it, and like, this is an example of it right now, you know what I'm saying? Like we don't know the details, you know, but it just looks like, you know, some hood shit went out, came down.
That's what I mean. And it's just like, it seems so out of nature for Tory Lanez
with their feelings.
Yeah, that's it. Talk about it, Tory Lanez. Don't be toting a pistol. Talk about it, Tory Lanez. Don't be toting a pistol, shooting ladies in the feet. Like, put the fucking guns down, man.
Yeah. I will say that, well, this is inappropriate, but, you know, he shot her in both feet and missed bones both times.
This guy's a fucking sharpshooter. Like,
what is that?
No one is talking about this. Like, Tory Lanez, like, has a fucking eye of an eagle when it comes to gunning.
Yeah, he shot her from, like a while, like a ways away, too.
What they should fucking do is say, Tory Lanez, you're not going to jail, you're going in the fucking military. And you're going to be sniping. Like, that's what Tory Lanez should do. And then they should be really hard on him in boot camp. Like, get everyone to beat the shit out of him. That's a good...
Shouldn't
like,
be hard. He's tiny.
Literally, that's what I mean.
That's probably why he had the gun on
him. Do you know how
him.
Many small areas he could fit into to snipe people from? A ton. And, like, I mean, just give him a month of beatdowns. And I feel like that's prison.
With soap.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Just slock the shit out of him. I don't know, man.
There are
man.
Consequences for your actions.
Anyway, put
Justin
the guns
Trudeau
down.
Justin Trudeau could use them. Yeah. Justin Trudeau, he's Canadian. He'd have to be in the Canadian military. Send him back, extradite him to Canada, get the good old boys to beat the shit out of him, and then send him off to wherever snipers are needed right now from Canada. There it is. Problem with solve ammo.
Canadian Sniper. That's the name of the documentary they make, too.
Canadian Sniper. That was a good one. That was a good one. I gave you that one.
All right. Let's get into these behind the beats.
You lost a strike, Omen. Like, you're back on one strike. All right.
Oh, because of American Sniper, the movie. You got it now, guys. Sorry I got there a little late, but...
No, that's okay. Probably some of the listeners... Oh, so you just for the slow ones. There you go.
Yeah, I get it now.
Jesus Christ.
All right, okay. Now we're all back at the same place. Coleman, looks like you're ready to go. Let's see who's your first.
Yeah, you want me to go first?
I do, man. Who's your first producer?
For Behind the Beat, I want to talk about Rostam or Rostam Batmanglish. I have no idea how to say this dude's name. I've never heard his last name. He goes as Rostam. But he's
his last name has Batman in it though.
Yeah,
that's sick.
That's fucking tight.
There's no Batman without.
There's no Batman glitch without Batman.
There you go.
You can't have Batman G. You can't have Batman glitchy. Wait, you can't have Batman glitch without Batman.
John literally just said that, except without fucking it up four times.
Without Batman.
Jesus Christ. That
Oh, feed day.
Anyway, Rostam. He's a producer. He's also like one of the main members of Vampire Weekend too, which is like an alt band. I don't know if you guys have heard of it.
No.
Should have.
I know who Vampire Weekend is because I watched Much Music when I was a kid.
There you go.
Wait, so who are they?
They're just like an old rock band.
Old rock band.
Yeah.
Not really
indie,
big
indie.
Anymore.
They had a recent
the
album
same,
that was pretty good.
They,
it was pretty
the
popular.
Same as like Dancing at the Disco kind of guys.
Panic
like,
at the Disco.
Dancing at the Disco.
Panic at the Disco.
Panic at the Disco, yeah.
Yeah.
Like that kind of era.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know Vampire Weekend. Bro.
Yeah.
But I just can't think of a song. Those guys.
They had a recent album, didn't they? Anyway, that's not the point of this.
Go on.
He's a producer for them, though.
Well, he is also a producer, and he produced one of my favorite artists is Claro. We've talked about this Feeks before. Mm-hmm. He was like the main producer on her album Immunity, which was like her first like feature length album. And I really like the production on that album. I think it's really cool. A lot of the stuff that they did with like mixing up the sound quality for different parts of the songs and like what, and I heard her talking about like what that meant in terms of like the message of the album and stuff. So when they had like kind of washed out quality, they did it on purpose because it was her like speaking through. I think she said it was like her like talking through like a filter, and then when they made the sound quality really crisp, it was like what she was actually feeling, and that was kind of the message of her album. So I think it's really cool when they have, when the production matches like the themes of your album and stuff like that. So
I like that shit. You're telling your story with not just your words, but your noises too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's really sick. And he's a great producer. She's like a young, pretty young artist too. So it looked, it yeah, seems like 19, 20, he was sort of like mentoring her throughout that process.
That was a very nice behind the beat, Coleman.
Thank you.
That was a good one.
So shout out Rostam.
Yep.
Rostam Batmanglidge.
Batmanglidge. Batman.
Glidge.
Yeah, why, if your name is Rostam Batman Glidge, why would you, why Batman? Why is your name Rostam and not Batman?
Why is your name not Bruce?
There you go.
Bruce Batman Glidge. That's sick. Your go.
Right.
Hold on, people race street bikes outside.
Yo, that's sick. That's sick. That's sick.
Can't hear the street sweeper, it turns out, but maybe you can hear the street bikes.
We're just gonna keep calling it out every time it happens.
Yeah.
I've decided.
Even though no one
can hear it.
All right, you know what I mean? I'm gonna mix it up a bit. Couldn't necessarily find a behind the beat I was loving with, so I'm gonna go with Behind the Movie.
Ooh!
Behind the Movie soundtrack. Ooh, yeah. This new little twist I have presented, we will talk about the famous American composer, John Williams.
Good. Great
music
choice.
Composed for movies such as the first Star Wars movie.
Indiana Jones.
Jaws.
Jurassic Park. E.T.
Yes. Okay, is this your fucking behind the beat? Or
I was helping you, man. This is
well,
a cool
I have movie. Wikipedia
okay,
pulled
sorry,
up.
Sorry.
Harry Potter.
Ooh.
Has anyone seen Saving Private Ryan?
Yeah.
The first Superman movie.
Is that the one with where he goes on a kryptonite and then saves all the, like, gets, saves the boat?
1978 Superman.
No, never mind. Not that one.
Close Encounters of the Third Kind, too. Damn.
Dracula.
Dracula. Shout out to Dracula. The guy that played Dracula is also Count Dooku. Yes.
Okay.
Oh,
May his soul rest in peace.
Is he dead?
Yes.
No way. Home Alone?
Yes.
Schindler's List?
Oh.
He just is. Oh my God. This guy's.
Hook? This guy is prolific, bro.
Dude, isn't this insane, dude? Dude, and he just, like, he shits out movie scores. Like, this guy's a fucking billionaire off these movies. He's like Steven Spielberg of music for movies.
Nice one, dude.
Thanks, bro. Do you know why I said that? It's because he works with Steven Spielberg.
You
for
just
like
saw
every...
a famous name on the phone.
No, he works. He literally is Steven Spielberg's always producer or composer. That's it. Yeah. I took a film music class, and this guy's name was thrown around like he fucking hotcakes.
He did the music for The Post, which is also Steven
That's
Spielberg.
A sick movie.
Is it? I kind of
no.
fucking
Actually,
hated
no,
that movie.
No, I was thinking of
Spotlight.
Yeah.
Spotlight's a sick movie. We're in journalism, or we were in journalism school.
I am
Spotlight,
still in
sick. I'm still in journalism. So. Spotlight, sick movie, post dust movie.
Fuck off, Meryl Streep.
Bad movie.
Fuck off. I don't like Meryl Streep. She's annoying.
All right.
Sometimes she's cute.
Sexist.
She cute though sometimes. That's not sexist. It's,
I know. I don't like it.
All right, my behind the beat. I've been listening to the Beatles a lot more lately. I went through a Rolling Stones phase. I go back and forth. Right now, I'm in a Beatles phase. And I don't know if you guys know about the fifth Beatle, George Martin. And George Martin was the guy who signed the Beatles and produced a intense amount of fucking their stuff and kind of just brought them to stardom. And he is responsible for what the people know now as the Beatles. So debatably one of the best producers from one of the most influential rock bands of all time. And we love to say we love the Beatles now as kids who want to go back to an old time and be fucking hippies, but no one knows about George Martin. And he does a lot of other shit. He did a lot of the Beatles solo stuff, a lot of stuff from that time. Check out like some of his stuff from the 1950s is really cool. My dad plays a lot of them, but I know him mostly from the Beatles, but it's sick. He signed them in 62 and he has so much of their stuff, man. It's insane.
That's dope.
It's so dope. He's so dope. And he literally the fifth Beatle. Go check him out. He's the man. He's kind of like the Rick Rubin for the Beatles. You know how like Rick Rubin was for the Beastie Boys. Kind of like, no, they're not. Beatles weren't anything. Beastie Boys weren't anything close to the Beatles, but just that quick rise to stardom.
Wasn't Rick Rubin behind like Red Hot Chili Peppers and shit too?
Yeah, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Jay-Z.
We already talked about Rick Rubin.
Yeah, we did last week. And the week before.
No, I like Rick Rubin.
He has Jeff Beck on his shit too. Wow.
Do you know the guy that produced Redbone is also like is a film score producer too?
Yeah,
like, mostly.
Yeah.
We talked about.
What's his name again?
Too?
Ludwig Van Hornensen. I know him because from film music class too.
Yeah, that guy's sick. He did the music for like Community, and then him and Donald Glover started hanging out. Fun fact of the day.
Oh. There we are, and that's what we'll end it on. Thank you tuning in, guys. I'm looking at all three of these cameras here. Thank you all. Thank you.
Racco's roasting you behind me.
Fuck Racco. I'm roasting right in front. Thanks for tuning in, guys.
Adios.
Catch you next week. Boy.